This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All the way up it.
I would power bottom the hell out of it.
He is just the definition of
that ain't no bird.
He had beautiful hair.
I really enjoy the show.
Super duper. Merry Christmas.
My son is an idiot. You better believe I clicked on the ad. And it is yarmakula.com.
That's how you spell yarmulke.
I do that.
Yeah.
Space Force.
I love cows.
Cows.
It's becoming my favorite
God,
drop.
That is so good.
It's amazing.
It's just the way he says it, and it's amazing, and we love him. We're big Trumpies here.
Love cows.
I love cows.
Can I get one more time?
I love cows.
Why does he say it like that?
He ends up going, he goes on to say, they're so cute and adorable, I just love them. It's like,
to be fair,
there's like a backup bit to that, yeah.
Cows are cute and adorable?
They are pretty cute.
This was part of a Q&A in which a little farm kid asked him, President Trump, what's your favorite farm animal? And his response was,
I love cows.
And then he went on to say what he loves about them.
You think cows are adorable?
Well,
cows are gross.
No.
They're awful.
Let me just say, baby cows or mini cows are adorable.
But well, maybe anything is adorable. A cow is not a cute animal.
Cows can be adorable.
No, they can't.
I feel bad for cows. I like cow. I'm pro cow.
Me too. But they can't be adorable.
I beg to differ. They're very sweet. I feel bad that they're delicious, and I want to eat them.
What animal? Is there an animal out there that's delicious that we don't know it?
I think we've eaten everything at some point.
I feel like we have.
And if it was delicious, we would find out about it.
Or it would just, you know, we would find a way around the laws and
yeah.
Eat them.
There is no.
Well, there are against some. You can't eat all animals, can you? It depends on where you are.
Depends on where you're at. In the U.S.
Like, can you eat Komodo dragon?
Well, no, that's an endangered animal.
Well, there we go.
Yeah, so. But outside of endangered species, I believe you can eat whatever the hell you want. It's frowned upon, but I don't think it's illegal. They're eating the pets. I mean, come on.
In Ohio.
They're eating the pets. I love cows.
Again, frowned upon, illegal, no. But, you know, the crappy part about chickens, cows, pigs, is they're just too delicious. If the donkey...
Are they the most delicious? Is that why we eat them?
Yes. The lamb, to a lesser extent. I got a hankering for lamb. When I went to Iceland,
yeah.
I've been on a lamb kick.
I like lamb.
For a couple years. See, here's the thing.
I love lamb.
Imagine, if you're a donkey, you're safe as kittens.
But why?
Because it's not delicious.
How do you know that?
Because if donkey was delicious,
we'd all eat it.
So you're taking a leap. You're saying that we've eaten donkey.
Yes. There'd at least be another culture that does it all the time.
Yeah. Like, I mean, we eat horse.
Have you had horse? It's not good.
I know. I don't like it.
No, I don't like it.
I've had it.
So believe me, if horse was delicious, guess what I'd be having? Leg of horse. But it's not. The horse, the donkey, the people that lost the genetic lottery are the cat with the people, the animals, the cows, the
They're
pigs.
They're eating the cats.
And the chickens. They lost the lottery. They're too delicious. You telling me like if an alpaca was better than a cow, guess what? We'd all be eating alpaca. But we're not. Because everything has been eaten at some point, including human. We're lucky we're not delicious.
We have a text that says, Komodo dragon is delicious. Tastes just like bald eagle.
Someone's had a bald eagle, guaranteed.
Well, yeah.
That's why they're endangered.
Could you eat bald eagle?
Yeah.
You could?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, no, because it's, you know.
Well, okay, so now no. Yes or no?
If you take...
No, there's no qualifier. Could you eat bald eagle? You come over to my house.
Yeah.
And I say, Suk... Yeah. I can't believe this, but this is bald eagle. Yeah. American bald eagle.
You want my real answer?
The answer is no.
The answer is yes.
Oh, it's yes.
I'll eat a bald eagle.
Okay.
What? It's already dead.
It is. That's true. Now it's sitting right there.
Here's the thing. I would not endorse the eating of bald eagle. I wouldn't be like, let's go bald eagle hunting.
Yeah.
But if I showed up and there was a delicious bird on the table,
try it.
I would try it. It would be rude of me not to.
I'd have to probably try it, but
exactly.
I wouldn't feel good about it.
Yeah.
I love cows. I think they're so cute and so beautiful.
They're beautiful? No, they're not. Is there a less beautiful, more... Uh-oh. Is there a less beautiful animal than cows?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, cows are probably, like, number one animal in the world of, like, their own crap stuck to their butt.
Yes, they're disgusting, and they're...
I don't like this cow slander.
They're sometimes bony, but also fat.
Hey, I'm standing with President Trump.
How are they so bony and fat?
I love cows. And they're great. I'm pro-cow.
I love cows.
What if human is the most delicious meat of all?
Yeah. Again, that's what I'm saying. It's, people have tried it. They have.
That's true.
And if human was super delicious, I think we would have found a way. Although religion gets in the way of that.
Well, I was going to say, perhaps we can't get past the stigma that it's human.
I could.
Maybe that's the only...
Nothing. None of that stuff bothers me. Nothing. Like, look, I am not actively saying that I want to eat human. I'm not.
But well, you've said this before.
I'm not opposed to it.
Yeah, you'll eat...
Yes.
You'll eat human.
If
you probably already have. You're just not saying it.
Well, let's say you went to Peru, right?
I did.
And you were in the Amazon.
I was.
Yeah. So let's say I'm on a Bear Grylls type adventure.
Me and the koala bears.
You and the koala bears.
Piranhas?
There's
no koalas. Well, the piranhas and then the sloths.
The sloths.
I liked the sloths.
Yeah. So I'm down the Amazon doing some Amazon stuff, and they're like, hey, this tribe, the Amazon tribes, they want to invite you over. First off, I would say no, because I'm probably going to get killed and I'm going to be the feast.
Boy, I got some serious curiosity, though.
Exactly. But they're like, no, trust me. We're okay. We got a guy. He's, you know, it's a whole thing.
We have a guide?
Yeah, you got a guide. And he knows them. And they...
He translates for me?
Yep. They want to bring you in, and they bring you in. First off...
Does he bet big on sports?
I would hope so. I'm giving him some football...
With my money?
I'm giving him some football tips. So we go down there, and we're hanging out in the Amazon, and they're like, hey, this may be a little weird, but, you know...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with ShopPay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
We're having human. We're having leg, and we're around the fire. We're there in the Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying this is to be a jackass on the radio.
I think I'm trying it too.
Me too.
That's a once in a
lifetime.
I mean, not like. Well, can I ask questions?
Yeah, ask away.
Well, no, I mean of them, not you.
No, it's rude.
Is
and
it?
You don't speak
so
the
I can't
language,
say,
and it's, you know.
Through my interpreter, who's a
big
Wait,
you want to know if it's
veteran?
Like a blood diamond situation? Was
yeah,
it a murder?
I'm like, wait, what is this? Like,
was he a bad guy, or was he a good guy? I don't want to eat the good guy.
What did he eat? What was his...
See, really, have you ever asked that about, like, the bear? Like, as you're getting ready to eat game, you're like, hey, was this an a-hole bear? No, you just
Well, no
eat
one
it.
Knows that, but huh? They know whose leg it is.
I'm assuming...
Whose leg am I eating?
I'm assuming that tribe is ethically sourcing that leg. Therefore, I'm trying.
Is there such thing as an ethically sourced leg?
Sure.
Ethically sourced cannibalism. Yes. It's all the rage.
Absolutely.
What is happening?
I'm just saying.
I don't know. We got to go to
You
break,
admitted
though.
Oh, okay. You would try it, and so would I.
No, I would.
Yeah.
I would have to.
Yeah.
I'm too curious.
The morality thing is
I'd be
right
curious,
out.
But I wouldn't feel so compelled that I have to. I think I might say I'm okay. I
don't. I'll tell you what, though.
Butt cheek. You'd have a rump roast.
Sauteed butt cheek. I tell you what, I chickened out on the guinea pig in Peru.
Did you?
So you'd eat human, but not guinea pig?
Well,
okay.
This is my point. My point is that what I'm thinking through this is like I might chicken out on that because I chickened out on guinea pig. You know, they have them like in the, I've told you this before, but when you go into Peruvian restaurants, some, they have the guinea pigs right there in the front. Like they're alive. Like they're hanging out. They're cute. And they kill those and you eat them. And I couldn't do it.
I have never.
And they don't cut off the head or anything. Like
yeah,
it's just
right
there. Just right there with the tail and the legs just fried up.
I'm not going to lie. I don't think I've ever turned down a food because it was weird or some sort of ethical reason. When in Rome, I'm giving it a whirl. And when in the Amazon, you do as the tribe says.
What if you develop a taste for human flesh and then you can't get enough?
Right.
Okay.
And then you just, how many people do you have to kill a year to store?
You know what? There's plenty of things that I've had one time and I'm like, that's pretty tasty. And I've never been like, oh my God. Like, I've only had marlin once, and it was delightful. I've had it one time, so...
What if it's a cage-free human?
Exactly. Ethically sourced.
What if it's a hormoned-up caged human from prison or something?
Probably even better.
Cage-free means they come from... Or caged
yeah,
means they
come
from prison.
You know. Hey, zombies are into it. I'm just saying, I'd try it.
Zombies are into it?
Throw some... Hey, a million zombies
That's
can't be wrong.
That's a good reason.
They seem to like it.
I tell you what. I'll tell you what I would do if I was out there in Peru.
You try it.
Well, I already said I would try it. But if I was out there and they had a bunch of meats, I'd like to do like a brown bag meat test. You know, like the...
Like you mean like a blind test?
Yeah, like a blind test. You know how you do that with bourbon?
Guess the human?
Yeah. Or no, guess which one is human.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
So you
yeah.
Different
yeah, guess
meats.
Which meat is human.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
That's the other white meat. Yeah. Well, I'm more of a dark meat man myself, so.
All right, we
chicken fried steak.
We really gotta go.
Human Diane.
Beef Wellington.
Maybe beef Diane is actually just the way we cooked Diane.
It's possible.
I would like to talk about chain smoking, and we will do that next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.